In Billy's first line, he says, "But I don't think any guy will be stupid enough to." Or here you could also say, "But I don't think any guy would be stupid enough to." What he's saying is, nobody's going to be stupid and see the ring, think that she's married, and still want to be with her.
Now, this is a very common phrase, this usage here. You could also say, I don't think he's tall enough to play basketball.
Or, I'm not smart enough to be a doctor. So something something enough, too, means you don't have the requirements to be able to be successful or to be able to do something. Now let's look at Jennifer's second line. She says, put it on for me. Here she's talking about the wedding ring. She wants Billy to actually put the wedding ring on her finger, just like in the ceremony when two people get married. So that's why Billy says, okay, but this doesn't mean... It doesn't mean what?
That we're married or we're getting married.
Exactly. Now, when you say the phrase, put it on for me, it can refer to many different things. For example, if I buy a new dress and my mother wants to see me wearing the dress, she may say, put it on for me. It means put it on for me to see.
Or also, if you want to hear a song and I say, Jamie, put it on for me. We're talking about the song we've been talking about. Like you say, this song is very good. And I say, oh, well, put it on for me. Let me hear it.
Or even coffee. If I want to make coffee for you, I'll put the coffee on for you. Now let's look at Jennifer's third line. She says, it's a perfect fit. This is just a set phrase to say that something fits perfectly. You can also say, it fits like a glove. Because when you wear a glove, 手套, on your hands, it usually fits very tightly. So when we say something fits like a glove, it's also a perfect fit.